Hello again. You're listening to the News at One, and we go straight to New York, where Donald Trump is due to appear in court in the coming hours to face criminal charges. The former president has been indicted following an investigation into hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. President Trump has said he is innocent and is due to plead not guilty. Security is tight near the courthouse in Manhattan, and demonstrations are expected.
Well, today it all happens.
Today is the day.
It's the day. Good morning, everyone. 7 a.m. here on the East Coast. We're glad you're with us. The sun is up behind Caitlin outside of 100 Center Street. Caitlin, which is the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, which is where the world's attention will be on the former president today.
CNN reporting this morning to American audiences. Well, let's talk now to our correspondent, Sean Whelan, who is in New York. The attention on this is understandable, Sean. I mean, not only is this Donald Trump, who obviously always attracts a significant media following, but it's the first time that a former U.S. president has faced criminal charges.
Yes, it is, Brian. It's an extraordinary event, a historic event, as you say. But it is also just an arraignment hearing. This is not the trial of Donald J. Trump. Let's remember that. But you wouldn't think it to look at the scenes that are going on even now outside the courthouse building here in Lower Manhattan, because there are hundreds of journalists and cameramen, particularly cameramen, all lined up behind crush barriers on the street trying to get that photograph of Donald Trump presumably getting out of his car and going across and entering the DA's building. But we're hours away from that happening. I mean, it's not expected for another 4, maybe even 5 hours before Mr. Trump arrives at the court. And then it's about 6 hours before this, what's expected to be a fairly brief arraignment hearing, takes place. He's going to go into the building, into the courtroom. He'll be formally charged. He will enter a not guilty plea, probably file some motions, probably be released on bail, and that's about it. He's going to then fly back to Florida and meet up with his supporters in a ballroom scheduled for about 12 hours' time. So there isn't really much room for any kind of a dramatic or drawn-out proceedings in the court itself. But, of course, all the drama is going to take place on the streets of New York.
And it's at that hearing, though, that the precise charges against former President Trump will be laid, isn't it, Sean? And I suppose there'll be a lot of focus on the level of charge that he's facing, whether it's, to use the American legal term, a misdemeanor or a felony.
Exactly, Brian. And nobody knows what is in the indictment except the district attorney and his staff. So Trump's own legal team, they've been given some kind of an indication of the areas that it's going to cover. But how serious it gets is the all-important question. First thing to remember here is that paying hush money to Stormy Daniels is not an offence of any sort. It's not a crime, it's not a misdemeanour, it's nothing. If you want to pay money to somebody, that's entirely your business. What the investigators have been focusing in on is how that payment was accounted for in the financial returns of Donald Trump, his corporation, and the Trump campaign back in 2016. Fiddling the books is a misdemeanor. It's the type of thing you could get fined for, but you don't go to jail for fiddling the books. However, it does become a felony, something you can be sent to jail for, if fiddling the books was done to cover up something else. And so it's that something else that people are watching out for. Has the DA been able to make a link between fiddling the books and covering up for something like crime, the crime of campaign finance fraud? And that is what people are trying to look at. That's a crime here in the state of New York, but it's not a federal crime. And it has been looked at by federal prosecutors, and they decided not to go there with that. So there's a lot of controversy around the actual nature of the charges that are going to be laid today as well. Right. And that, of course, we'll just have to wait and see. That's all going to come out in the wash.
Yeah. As you said, supporters of Mr. Trump are gathering in Manhattan for this hearing. What's been the political impact thus far of this indictment, Sean, on Mr. Trump's attempts to secure the Republican Party's nomination for the next presidential election in 2024?
It's a little bit hard to read those tea leaves, Brian. The indictment only came down last week, Thursday, so there hasn't been that much time for in-depth polling. The opinion polls that have taken place, snap polling, has suggested that it has given a boost to Mr. Trump, that he's pulled out a good 10 to 14 points additional lead over his nearest presumptive challenger, Ron DeSantis, for the Republican Party nominee. So, yeah, in the immediate term, it does seem to have boosted his support amongst people who would be inclined to vote for him anyway, and voters within the Republican Party. More broadly, the population seems to be backing the charging of Donald Trump. It hasn't quite reached a majority yet, but certainly a plurality, about 45% saying the DA is right to bring charges, although it's mostly Democrats who are supporting that view. In terms of the more nuanced political analysis, it breaks down both ways. Some are saying, yeah, it might give him that boost for the Republican nominee, but amongst most voters, and particularly swing voters, the idea of having a president who's going to be popping up in court every couple of weeks whilst he's fighting a campaign for the presidency is not going to play well with quite a lot of voters, particularly these all-important swing voters in the swing states, the ones who are going to decide the outcome of the next election, and that they may turn against Donald Trump. But again, we're not really sure. But the spectacle of legal cases going on over the next 18 months is going to be quite bizarre and quite unprecedented.
Right, and a way to go both in the trial itself and in the presidential election. But Sean Whelan in Manhattan, thank you very much for that. Last month,